So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's called Flight Risk.
Oh, hey, that's what Homeland Security calls me.
What? Why?
Honestly, I don't know, and it sucks, because I think flying is the bomb. I love to just crash out in my seat. I have this neck pillow, makes it feel like I'm in some kind of... like I'm in a sleeper cell.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get it. You might want to use language that's a little less...
explosive.
Okay, anyway, the movie's gonna follow this U.S. Marshal named Madeline, right? And she catches this mafia accountant in Alaska.
Okay.
And it's gonna be pretty funny, because she surprises this guy Winston so much that he has to pee.
Oh.
Pee-pee. So we start the movie with the logistics of having to pee while you have handcuffs on.
Is this an action movie?
How would you do it? How would you pee? So she has to escort them on this private flight to Anchorage. Right?
Right.
But it turns out their pilot isn't who he says he is.
Oh, interesting. Who is he really? Like a co-pilot?
A hitman for this mob boss, Moretti.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so they're gonna slowly piece together that this guy might not be their pilot.
Very exciting.
And by slowly, I mean that like 15 minutes into the flight, they figured it out.
Oh, okay. How'd they figure that out so fast?
Well, he kept blabbing on in a weird accent and his stories weren't lining up, so he could have gotten away with it if he just kept his mouth shut for a little bit.
Yep.
Also, why'd the assassin even bother taking them on a plane? Ride. Why not just kill them?
Because see, it turns out he's like a psycho killer and he says he wants to have fun with them first.
Okay.
And also, this whole premise falls apart if he goes about it logically.
There it is.
So then there's a big fight and Madeline tases him unconscious and that accountant Winston, he's so scared he pees his pants.
Again, with the pee-pee?
Pee-pee! Oh boy.
All right.
But then there's nobody flying the plane and it's headed straight to the ground.
Oh my god, I wonder if the flight in the movie Flight Risk is gonna crash within the first 20 minutes.
Nope.
Madeline stops it at the last second, but now her and Winston have to figure out how to fly this thing.
Taking over an airplane is tight.
Yeah, you really gotta cool it with that kind of talk, I think.
I'm not hearing it.
And they manage to talk to somebody on the radio for like a second, but then they lose contact because they're over like remote mountains.
Yikes, gonna be tough for them to get help without a radio.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because see, Madeline employs this brilliant U.S. Marshal tactic where she, you know, remembers she has a phone.
Oh!
Yeah, several minutes later, she's like, oh yeah, let me call my boss, Carolyn.
Amazing work, very smart.
So Carolyn connects her to this pilot, Hassan, who starts to guide her on how to fly.
Okay.
So that's very helpful, and also he's hitting on her constantly and she's loving it.
What?
Oh, and then also she realizes there's gotta be a mole in her organization because they knew about the flight, so she's gotta figure that out.
How?
Telephonically.
Okay, so she's just kind of on the phone for a lot of the movie while the bad guy's tied up and back?
Yeah.
Seems like it might be a little boring.
Well, no, because when he's not unconscious, he's saying creepy murderer things, and sometimes he breaks free and tries to kill them.
Are they not keeping an eye on him?
No, they're both looking forward at all times while he does sketchy stuff back there.
And why don't they just kill him?
Because Madeline says she's not like him.
I guess that makes sense. People do say that in movies sometimes.
And we're also gonna find out that in Madeline's past, she had a witness die on her watch, and it was kind of her fault.
Lore drop.
Yeah, so it's like really important to her that nobody dies and Winston stays alive.
Sure, yeah.
Anyway, then she feels like Carolyn's being a little suspicious on the phone, so she decides that she's probably the mole and calls an even higher up director Coleridge.
Wow, okay.
So she tells him about Carolyn and then goes back to her flying lessons with Hassan.
She's suspicious of Carolyn, but not the pilot that Carolyn connected her to.
That's right.
Well, okay then.
But then Madeline realizes that one of the payments that Winston mentioned was sent to the general area where director Coleridge has his beach house. So she's like, oh, he's the mole, probably.
Oh, she suspects him now. Sounds like she's just kind of grasping at straws.
Oh yeah, just throwing wild accusations into the open, hoping something sticks, but this one does, and she's right.
Oh.
But it turns out Coleridge already started covering his tracks and had Carolyn killed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then the assassin wakes up again and stabs Winston twice before getting knocked out again.
She should really shoot that guy.
No, she's not like him, so he's just gonna keep doing stuff like that.
Right.
Also, he told her that if she tries to shoot him, the bullet's gonna ricochet everywhere, it's gonna hit a fuel tank, everything's gonna explode, it's gonna be awful.
I mean, she's gonna listen to him?
Yes, and it never comes up again. Anyway, now it's time to land the plane, so Hassan gets her to line up with the runway.
Oh boy, well thank god she has him in her ear.
Oh no, at that point he hangs up.
What, he doesn't stay for the landing?
Nope, and then during the chaotic landing, the bad guy is gonna get flung out of the plane and get hit by a fire truck.
How close was the fire truck tailing that plane?
Right behind it.
Jeez.
So she lands the plane and Winston gets put in an ambulance, but then the EMT is also an assassin, so Madeline shoots him in the head.
Oh my god, so she's okay with doing that now?
Yeah, now it's okay for her to do that.
Oh, alright.
So then her and Winston share a happy little moment, because she succeeded in her mission and nobody innocent died this time around.
Wow.
Well, sounds like she got Carolyn killed this time, right?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about her. Yeah, well, she died, but that's...
You know, anyway, the movie's done now.
Well, it sounds like a good time. And hey, picture this on the poster from the director of Braveheart, Apocalypto, and Hacksaw Ridge.
So, Mel Gibson?
Yeah, but I don't want to say that because people feel weird about him, but I do want to hire him and use those movies as a way to sell this one.
Okay, well, while we're pitching things for the poster, I've got a pretty good tagline in mind.
Oh, okay, let's hear it. Wait, it's not going to be one of the worst taglines in movie history, is it? Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.